Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You've got the reigning world champions. You've got the surprise number one team with 70 wins in the American League. And you've got the best closer in the game against one of the best RBI guys in the last 2 months.
You've got the guy that almost won Player of the Month in July against the reliever of the month of July. And they keep battling here. Tucker was down early 0-2. Tucker sends one to right field. Back goes Santana there. All the way back and gone. He did it. He did it. A grand slam in the ninth. What an event by Kyle Tucker.
King Tuck is now invading by sea.
One of the at-bats of the year in the major leagues.
Claiming his territory in the Northeast. Winter is here.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Holiday Party on 670 The Score.
Ah, that just feels good. It's good for the soul of Donny Hathaway.
Donny Hathaway and Kyle Tucker. Now this is a holiday party. If only we could add Jeff Blum to the mix.
Yeah, why don't we add a World Series hero who is also an Astros analyst to tell us all about the new Cub, Kyle Tucker. Jeff Blum now joins us here on The Score. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Are you surprised that Kyle Tucker is no longer an Astro?
First of all, y'all are the best. I love coming on in Chicago no matter what. You guys treat me like a king of my own, but I appreciate you guys having me on. And yeah, you know what? The initial shock, I think, is going to be here for a little while down here in Houston. But, you know, as cooler heads kind of think about it a little bit, I think it was a move that needed to be made. But there's so many interesting aspects to it because Tucker is only going to be a Cub for potentially 1 year unless they decide to go out there and try and sign him to a long-term deal. So I think that's where, you know, down here in Houston, we've got to temper our anger a little bit in losing a guy like Kyle Tucker, because it was going to be one more year somewhere else, or it was going to be one more year here with the Astros. And I think a lot of it was dictated by what happened with Juan Soto signing that astronomical deal with the New York Mets. So initial reaction is, damn, we lost another good one. But that's what's been happening down here in Houston the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so they've gone to Kyle Tucker and tried to work out a preemptive extension. He's been real good for a while, and it's probably been headed this direction in his mind. Is that how it's been going, Jeff?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you all go all the way back to maybe a winter meetings maybe a couple of years ago in San Diego, and I know they were trying to work out a deal with Kyle Tucker. It was after, you know, a World Series. It was after a Gold Glove, and there were a lot of good vibes going on, and I think everybody at that time obviously still feel that way, that they should have kept Kyle Tucker around, but they just couldn't make the offer. But you've got to respect Kyle Tucker and his agency representing one of the top-tier outfielders as far as production is concerned, and defense and base running. So they understood that that market was going to be growing a little bit, and maybe they anticipated this Soto deal a little bit, waiting to see where that number and where that market could move to, because he may not be a $700 million guy, but still $400 or $500 million sounds good to Kyle Tucker, and he bet on himself, and it looks like eventually it's going to pay off if he continues to put up numbers like he can.
You've given us a little bit of the scouting report. I want the full scouting report. What are the Cubs getting with Kyle Tucker?
You know what? You're getting a dynamic offensive player. He's obviously groomed in this, you know, this Astros organization where they predicate zone control, aggressive inside the zone, take everything outside the zone. He's got a unique swing. Early comps were, the swing was to Ted Williams, which was kind of a crazy thought, but he's kind of moved into that idea of the swing looks very similar, and he's accomplished similar things by driving the baseball, hitting for a high average, and getting on base at almost a 41% clip. And once he gets on base, he has the potential to be a 30-30 type guy. And I think moving from Minute Maid or Daikin Park or whatever we're calling it now to Chicago and playing in the friendly confines, that's a ballpark that can be really conducive to a guy that lifts the ball to all parts of the ballpark with the power that Tucker has. And when he does get on base, he's going to steal your bags. He's going to, go first to third. He's going to score on every base hit you have. And of course, he can play a gold glove right field. He's proven that in the past. He's got a great arm. He's got great range. And when you put your eyes on him, one of the things that's going to catch your eye is that it looks like he's not trying as hard as he actually is. It looks like he moves at a little bit slower pace than most guys, but eventually he gets the job done. Eventually he gets to that play and makes a great play, and he's going to be driving in some runs for the Cubs next year.
So, interesting stuff, Jeff. As we look at the splits, we got a guy with a OPS against righties of 883 in his career, 576 games. The OPS against lefties is 845 in 430 games. That's pretty damn even for a left-handed hitter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you got me on the Ted Williams swing, because we learned a lot about that when Chris Bryant was here. His dad Mike learned it from Ted himself. So a little bit of a natural uppercut to lift that ball into the air for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And if you watch him from afar, and we watched him, through the minor leagues, get to the big leagues, get challenged a little bit. And the early thought was that you could beat Kyle Tucker inside with velocity. He proved that to be wrong because he knows his swing so well and he's able to adjust at this level. He's gone through, a couple of different variations of the swing, but he's done a very good job of adapting to big league pitching and what pitchers are doing to him. And I think what's interesting about Kyle is everybody talks about how you're entering the zone. He's got a very unique move at the beginning of his swing where he kind of drops the barrel just a hair, a little bit, to get slotted inside that zone. But once he gets into that slot, he can rifle that barrel through the zone with the best of them. He's got great bat speed. He's got incredible coverage. And of course, he's got the brain to go with it. So what he's able to do in that box is going to wear off on a lot of other guys. I expect him to have a similar effect that Soto does in quality of at-bats and production with the Chicago Cubs.
So you've also got a guy who's the clutch stats, like the close and late stats are really, really good, and you never know, is he a clutch guy or is he just somebody that stays nice and even in those situations? Tell us about the demeanor. Tell us about the heartbeat, to the best of your knowledge, in big situations for a guy who's going to be Cubs fans and Cubs players are going to expect a lot from Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, as they should. And I think Kyle's understanding of that, too, because, you know, early on in his career with the Astros, when they signed him, Jeff Luhnow drafted him and said, he's an untouchable. We're never going to trade this guy. We're going to bring him up to the big leagues. And you see what he was able to accomplish with the Astros. And he eventually became, when you started to see Springer, Correa, some of these guys start to leave this lineup, and you started to see Kyle Tucker be inserted into that third, fourth spot in the lineup where the expectation grows as far as production, he stepped up and been able to do that. He's definitely a guy that benefits from playing 145 to 160 games, because the more often he's out there, the more opportunity he's going to get to drive runs in. But yeah, he is a guy that you're not going to see much emotion from. You're not going to see, you're going to see the occasional bat flip. You're going to see the occasional fist pump, but he is not a guy that's going to get overwhelmed by the moment. I think that's where guys being in Houston have kind of developed this idea of being in the spotlight consistently, whether you're being booed or cheered, which we've seen over the years, but used to being in those spots where you're expected to produce, because the idea of winning here in Houston started with some of these younger guys like a Kyle Tucker. But that being said, a lot of people have kind of, the one drawback that has been, or the knock against Kyle Tucker, has been the postseason numbers.
Jeff, have the White Sox reached out to you at all for the 20th anniversary of the World Series?
Not yet, but I'm on the same page as you. If they called, you know damn well I'm going to answer that phone.
All right, good, because we very much like to have you here since you are a hero of that team. The other question before we let you go, are you moving out or are you moving in?
You know what? Quick backstory. So at being the 20-year anniversary of the World Series, my triplets were born that year. So now they're sophomores in college. There's nobody at home. We were in a ridiculous house, outside of Houston in the suburb. My commute was forever, and we weren't using half of our house. We decided to downsize, and that's why. We just moved over Thanksgiving. But, yeah, that's why I kept looking behind me on this Zoom call. I'm going, oh, man, this is not good. But interesting, though. If I don't know if you guys can see it, but just over my left shoulder, right in front of the TV, that is a bottle of champagne that has the Chicago White Sox World Series champion logo on it. So it's kind of ironic that I'm on with you guys and that bottle's in the background behind me.
No, it's kind of awesome that is the case. And it's awesome that you picked up the phone. Jeff, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you for everything that you've done
for
Chicago.
Don't stop believing.
You're damn right. Don't stop believing, Jeff. You're damn right. Jeff, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Jeff.
Great to be on. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Great breakdown of Kyle Tucker. Jeff Blum.
Hey.
Of the 14th inning home run of the World Series.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
I am. He's one of the guys on the monument.
We're having a moment.
Sorry,
here.
Go ahead. You need one. You guys deserve one.
It's all we got. All right? That's it.
Damn Sox fans took over a Kyle Tucker interview.
With a White Sox World Series hero who clearly loves the White Sox and had that bottle of champagne right there celebrating. We still here, guys.
Let's see how Olin Kreutz feels about Journey and Kyle Tucker and the Bears as well.
Oh, we got to talk about the Bears.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'll do it with the best person to do it with. Olin Kreutz joins us next here on The Score.